The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, you might want to check out some of the upcoming fights. Even better, if you can catch them up close in person. It's quite an experience. But if you want to get the best seats, you have to act fast. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You need to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. And to do that, you need ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So, amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Rogan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Guys, you're responsible for taking care of you, and that means spending some time cleaning yourself up. But I know that can be a challenge, especially when you're not sure what products or razors to use. So to help you get started, I want to recommend Manscaped. They can help you take care of all your grooming needs, even when it comes to your more sensitive areas, or as our friends at Manscaped like to call them, the boys. Their trimmers, the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, 4.0 Pro, and 5.0 Ultra are all equipped with skin-safe technology to help reduce the risk of grooming accidents. They're also waterproof and come with an LED spotlight so you can actually see what you're shaving. And I know that summer's coming, which means vacations and traveling for a lot of you. Well, Manscaped has you covered. Their trimmers come with a convenient travel case that you can easily pack and bring along. For the best you and your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Rogan at manscaped.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Skin-safe technology does not guarantee cut protection.
Good idea.
Right? Yeah.
Mike.
Mike? Oh,
is it the beat-up one? That's the first mic I ever had.
I might have gotten it from you.
Maybe.
We're off.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Ooh. Exciting.
It's that simple.
We're on a hike, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on a hike. You're wearing 45 pounds on you?
Yeah. The pack's about 5 or 6, and the weight plate's about 45.
Yeah. Close to your face.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. By the way, this is what I walked around with. Sorry. This is what I walked around with in Southeast Asia.
Oh, yeah?
About this.
This setup?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the way it hooks onto your waist.
Yeah.
And then over the shoulder and over the middle, too,
mm-hmm.
over your chest.
Oh, for a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and about the same amount of weight, 45 pounds plus whatever else have hanging on.
Damn. So you just carried your life on your back.
Carried everything I had.
Did you bring a laptop?
Fuck no.
Wow.
You kidding me? So a couple people did, because they were like, had to upload pictures and shit. The two weakers did that.
Right.
But almost anyone who's gone for like more than a month was like...
You could just go to an internet cafe, right?
Yeah, if you have to. Yeah.
And you would just log into your Gmail?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you had to deal with that notification thing, right?
Yeah, a couple times. Even though I started that Gmail, the new Gmail, just for the fucking travel.
They still fucked you.
It was still like, well, this looks suspicious. And I'm like, yeah, it looks suspicious. It should. I'm in fucking nowhere. I'm in Indonesia. Absolutely. But then they're like, there's no other way. There's no like, what's your father's, you know, what's your mom's maiden name? God, this is gorgeous.
Pretty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, your kids are so fucking big now.
I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
They're little humans.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw them. I was just like, no way.
Wait till you see the oldest.
Yeah.
Grown-ass woman. It's very strange, dude. And one day we're going to be old men. I mean, we're kind of old men right now to kids.
Yeah.
But one day we're going to be old men.
Yeah, I'm getting grays already.
Dude, nobody rides for free.
Yeah. Hey, what is it? Ass, cash, or grass?
Yeah.
Everybody pays.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, just, and everybody think, you know, it's the sort of the same feeling that I have when I talk to people about asteroid impacts.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to believe it's possible.
What? Someone smashing into the...
Yeah, a big rock from the sky. I've been obsessed with it for years.
We saw one.
You saw an asteroid?
In Joshua Tree.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, it lit up. It burned for like 15 seconds in the air.
Those are so terrifying.
It was so cool. It was red, and we're just like, that's not a... We were on mushrooms, but everyone had the same look.
That's a... I mean, it's a rock.
Yeah, and it just like burned off until it was just went out. But it like lasted for a while. We were looking for, what's it called? You know, shooting stars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The stars out there are so great.
Oh, yeah, man.
Probably out here too, huh?
Nah. We get some light pollution.
Yeah.
We got a little light pollution. But it's not bad. It's definitely better than the city. But
yeah.
You really want to go out there, like in Hawaii. Holy shit.
What, the stars?
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I was in Lanai last week.
Yeah.
And the stars were just stunning, man. You just lay back and look up at them like, God, you see the Milky Way, you see everything.
You see everything. You see that's, what's that, like that line down the middle sometimes, you know? Like
that's the Milky Way.
Thick line. Yeah, that's
the
like,
thick
wow.
clouds and looks white.
What's this animal?
Yeah. What's that?
What's this animal, dog?
Shit. No, that's coyote. The reason why you could tell is because it has berries in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, coyotes are kind of omnivores. They're weird little animals.
But they don't attack people, right?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, they do if they have an opportunity. It's well, not like we have some sort of a fucking truce.
Right, yeah. Well, just like you alone with a coyote
well,
at night, they would go for it?
A woman in Canada was killed a couple years back. 19-year-old, promising folk singer. There's more coyote. You can see the hairs in it. That's an
shit
animal.
They ate?
Yeah, that's an
wow.
animal that's been eating things.
Wow.
It might be a mountain lion, but I don't think so. It might be a bobcat.
Wow.
But
I remember that female Canadian
yep.
singer.
Apparently, where she was... The real problem is they have a real lack of things for them to eat. And so the coyotes
so then they start
there,
encroaching?
Well, the coyotes there will even take off a moose.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, as a pack or by themselves?
Yeah, as a pack. They just attack the legs until it can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They just keep chasing it and biting its legs.
Really?
Yeah, and some of them get kicked in the head and killed while they're doing it. I mean, they just take chances.
Because there's no food. They have to.
There's no food. So they found this chick walking by herself. Whoops. And it's a horrible way to die, man. Because they eat you asshole first.
So you're still alive as a girl,
oh,
like
yeah.
the bears?
Yeah, she's still alive. They're tearing her apart. They don't kill you first.
They have no interest. They don't care about killing you. They just care about eating you.
Start chewing you apart. And when they got her, she was still alive.
Ugh.
Just torn apart. And then they took her to the hospital. She died, I think.
Wait, were they found her alive?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Damn.
Pretty sure she was just fucked up.
Like half
when
her face
when they eat you asshole
off.
First, it takes a while to eat you.
What do you mean asshole first?
That's what they do to animals. They kill you by eating you asshole first.
Yeah.
That's what coyotes do. Wolves do the same thing. They start at your asshole for
Why?
Some horrible reason.
For real,
it
your
sucks
asshole?
The most? Yeah, for real. Like they start at your asshole. Yeah, it's a terrible way to die. So I'm hiking in these Vibram five-finger shoes.
The goat shoes?
They're minimalist shoes. There's like almost no padding. There's just some tread.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. That's like heavy socks.
Yeah, there's tread, but there's very little
padding. Do they hurt? Do you get those, what's the thing on your heel when it hurts?
No. No, I mean...
you can feel the rocks on you?
Yeah, I feel the rocks. It's just toughening up my feet is what it's doing. It's making my feet stronger. The way it's been described to me is that your foot, when you're in a regular shoe, your foot is like in a cast. And that, just like how if you ever had a broken arm,
uh-huh.
you get that cast
no,
off,
leg.
Your arm is atrophied.
Yeah.
Or your leg's atrophied.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's the same thing with your foot. Your foot is walking around in this cast all the time. So it doesn't exercise all the strong muscle groups in your toes and these things, they actually lost a class action lawsuit. I think because a bunch of people took them, they started running and doing a bunch of shit and they got hurt.
Really?
Yeah, someone's calling me.
Reception out here?
Can't believe I do.
It's like, cool.
This is not important.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Let me turn the thing off.
They lost the class action because people were getting hurt trying to run on fucking boulders and shit?
Well, because they lost the lawsuit because people were suing them because they said that they made unwarranted claims or something along those lines.
That's what's killing those e-cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah, because they were like safer than smoking. And then the FDA is like, wait, why do you think that?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, come obviously. Like, no, not you can't just go obviously. Right. On medical science. You have to like test it.
Yeah. They don't have like years and years of cancer behind them to prove. I mean, they could easily be causing some new kind of cancer. I mean, who the fuck knows?
And they could also be way safer, but just like you got to prove it and then say it.
So with these shoes, one of the things that people who are big proponents of them, like this guy Mark Sisson, who's the author of The Primal Blueprint. He's a
sounds like a pussy.
He was a really well-respected endurance athlete and then went on to become like his coach and does a lot of online stuff and writes books about diet and exercise. He says you got to take it slow because essentially your foot is just not used to really working. It's used to being protected by a shoe.
And like your toe basing out for balance?
Especially with these things.
Oh.
These things, your toes are all individually moving. And essentially it's just providing you a little bit of a thick layer underneath to keep you from getting cut.
Oh.
But your foot does all the work.
I met these people in Cambodia that had on this island. This is a parasite that lives there. And they just get it, and you see this worm inside your leg and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and you got to go to the hospital and take it out, but like, or maybe drink some stuff. I forget how they got rid of it. But it's just like, everybody was like, it's not going to happen to me. And then like, yeah, happens to you. Yeah, just need a little bit of scratch as you're walking nearby them. And they're like, we're in.
Ugh.
Yeah, and you can see it inside your skin, like moving.
Ugh.
Like in fucking Wrath of Khan.
I had this guy on my podcast recently, Dr. Robert Sapolsky, and he's an expert in... Well, he's an expert in a lot of things, but one of the things he specializes in is this parasite called Toxoplasma.
That's the Brazilian one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was freaking me the fuck out.
You have it.
I definitely have it.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
If it's that anger thing.
Oh, yeah. The crazy thing, the rage
thing. What, did you just like get mad and fuck all the time?
Yeah, that's basically it.
To get mad and fuck disease?
Yeah. It's he says 50% of the population has it.
In the world?
Yep. 50%.
And nobody in Poland.
No one?
No, I'm just like, I'm just stereotyping.
It's so crazy how it works, how it infects the cat, and the only place where it can reproduce is in a cat's digestive tract.
And that's how it forced itself to survive.
Yeah, by tricking a rat into going near a cat. It kills the rat's fear of cats. See, again, you see the ropes?
Yeah, the hairs. You see the hair in there?
Yeah, that's an animal that's killing animals. Most likely that's a coyote, but that's pretty big. That's some big shit.
Are there bears out here?
No. Not out here, but not too far away. Santa Barbara has bears.
Are there rattlesnakes here?
Yes.
It's got to be that, right?
Dude, I ran over one.
What?
Yeah, with my dogs a couple years back.
Oh, it was a waterfall?
Yeah, where I thought it was a stick. It was a big stick across the ground. And as I was jumping over, the dogs already passed it.
Yeah.
I realized in the air I was jumping over a fat-ass rattlesnake. It was huge, dude.
Was it looking at you?
No.
Yeah, anybody just go, fuck, and try to stay in the air as long as you could?
No, I pushed the dogs away, and then because that was when I had pit bulls, and they'd
go
ridiculous.
After
they got
Johnny
bit three times.
It. By rattlesnakes?
Yep. I just have to take them to the doctor, and it's super expensive to get anti-venom.
Damn.
Huge pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, toxoplasma. Yeah, it affects the rats, convinces the rats that cats, not only does it take away their fear of cats, but it rewires their sexual reward system and makes them attracted to cat piss.
That's amazing.
They get hard-ons.
That's amazing.
It's insane.
That's like if there was nobody reproducing, if there was some disease, it was like, no, fat chicks are pretty.
Yeah,
and then you would just have to go for them.
Yep. It's just like, have you heard of this new tick? There's a new tick disease.
I mean, for sure the answer is no, I've not heard of it.
Well, it gives you a meat allergy, and it's spreading through Texas. So it's called the Lone Star Tick.
So you're allergic to meat after you get it?
Literally.
And then what does that do?
Well, there's a chemical called alpha-gal. It's like alpha-galactase or some shit. I forget how to say it.
Yeah.
But this stuff is in this tick bite, and when it gets into your system, it makes you literally allergic to meat. And so people who are like rabid carnivores, Radiolab did an a podcast about it.
Yeah.
And the podcast is called Alpha Gal.
Alpha Gal?
Alpha Gal. G-A-L.
Yeah.
Like a girl.
Yeah. And so it makes you allergic to meat. So that,
yep.
To what end? What purpose?
Well, there's no purpose.
Oh, okay.
It's like Lyme disease. It's a side effect of getting bit by a tick. These cunty bugs are tired of our bullshit. There's too many of us.
Man, if they teamed up.
Yeah.
I started thinking about it when people said, like, you know, could you beat, 12-year-olds?
I fuck up 12-year-olds.
Okay. Sure, maybe.
100%.
What if they're organized?
They don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance?
Nope.
If they all come at you at once?
Nope.
And they don't care about getting beat up?
First of all, everybody cares about getting beat up. You're talking about non-humans now.
Well, what if you start training them at a young age?
I'm going to fuck them up. They don't have a chance. The first one's going to get kicked into a coma.
First one's going to get kicked hard, for sure.
And then the other ones are going to panic, and then I'm just going to start smashing.
So, okay.
But that's, I'm a 200-pound trained athlete.
Like, hey,
I'm going right through those cunts.
Yeah, yeah. If they're just like, hey, go beat up Joe, and whoever beats him up gets lollipop, you'll take those guys. But if it's a trained army of 12-year-olds?
They're fucked. Because I'm trained. Listen, if I had a fight, me and 10 other dudes had to fight a 500-pound man, that's more coyote shit.
That one's a weird-looking one.
Yeah.
It's all berry?
Yeah, he berries. They eat a lot of berries.
Yeah.
If I had to get 10 friends,
yeah,
and we had to fight a 500-pound hulking man,
yeah,
we'd be fucked.
You'd be fucked.
We'd be fucked. We wouldn't have a chance.
What about 12, like, Duncan Trussells? Could you take that? A little bit bigger
in
now?
In his current form?
Current form?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'd fuck them all up. Wouldn't have a chance. Because
there's
going to be
beard.
One of them in front of me at some point.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is hit that one. And the other ones are going to panic.
That's what I never understood about the Bruce Lee movies, when they would come at him one at a time.
Exactly.
And maybe sometimes two at a time, but never in the same place. Like, it was just like
a retard wagon train.
Just grab him.
The problem with Duncan is he wouldn't be able to really do any damage if he got close.
Oh, he could punch you square in the jaw and you'd laugh it off like
being
Baracus.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay.
That all you got?
Yeah. But if you had to deal with like three Bert Kreischers,
right.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Even if he's not a trained fighter, most likely you'd have to really make sure you connect hard on that first guy. The first guy you have to take out immediately.
As hard as you can.
Yeah, you have to blast him. You also have to show consequences for everybody else.
To let them know, like, hey, you're not just going to get a free shot on me. I'm going to fucking
kill
you.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Stomp their face in as they're down.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you my dad's what they taught him? The Israeli army? And these are the old days, you know? And they said, there's a good chance it's going to be you with no weapons up against two Arabs with no weapons.
Ooh.
Like, that's a decent chance. And he said, here's what you do. You look them both in. You look at the one on the whatever, on the right, let's say. And then you just kick the one on the left in the balls as hard as you can.
Hmm.
Just as hard as you can and try to incapacitate him that way. He goes, one-on-one, you'll beat any Arab. They're not
that's
trained.
Just, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
They just have this attitude.
Yeah. Well, they're so well trained, and the Arabs were kind of like, you know, militia armies.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing fucking, you know, calisthenics, you know, and the fucking jungle gym to train. And they goes, you beat him and then go back and kill the first one.
Hmm. Interesting. Didn't your dad have to raise a kitten and then kill it?
Yeah. That's my favorite. They make you raise it like the eggs in home ec.
Yeah.
And
then you have to break its neck, right?
You have to break its neck. You have to present a healthy kitten that you've raised for weeks. Wow, look at that beautiful pond.
Yeah. You get a lot of crayfish in those ponds.
Really?
Yeah, when it was raining a lot, this would turn into a river.
Oh.
And during the middle of the spring. Oops.
Yeah, you're okay.
The middle of the spring, it was pretty thick with water down here. It would go all the way up to that high spot over there.
Where?
Over there.
Jesus.
Like, see those rocks?
Yeah.
A little bit higher, like maybe 2 or 3 feet above where the water is
right now.
It was pretty awesome. But that was just when all the water was coming down from the mountains.
It all comes down here, huh?
Yeah, it was the runoff from the snow, then followed by the heavy rains that we had for days and days.
Yeah.
We had some amazing rainfall.
Really?
Yeah, to the point where my basement got flooded.
Really?
Yep.
Were people, like, complaining about it? in Hollywood?
Of course. Yeah. Twats.
Because all they say is we need rain. And then it happens 2 years later. And like, enough with this.
Dude, 3 days in a row, people are like, enough of this rain. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No one feels the goddamn drought in Hollywood.
Exactly.
They're just like, nah, I'm going to run my water while I brush my teeth.
I can just turn the water on. I don't get it. The water's right here.
Yeah. And then there's no corn suddenly. And you're like, what happened?
Well, I feel like people need some kind of weather in order to really appreciate
the weather,
the good stuff. Like, you need some rain.
Yeah.
Like, that was like growing up in the East Coast. It snowed. So when summertime came around,
you appreciated
like,
it. Yes.
You were in your shorts. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. We're you're like, it's time. It got to the 60 and you're like, let's do
this. Fucking summer.
That's my favorite thing about New York. Everyone feels it together.
Right.
And then when it finally gets warm, the whole city's like, we did it, you guys. We survived. Yeah. Some of us, not all of us.
Yeah.
And then it's like, let's enjoy it. Let's go out.
There's something to that for sure.
In over where I was, there's three seasons instead of four. Winter, summer, and rainy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when it's rainy season, it's rainy season.
Well, I think that it's
four
like...
4 months of just like every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think that's good. I think it's indicative of
start a family that
what's wrong
months.
With California.
What, too easy?
We're like spoiled rich kids.
we're
like a trust fund baby.
Oh, Jesus.
What happened? Lizard?
Fucking lizard, but he came right at me.
Oh, Jesus. He was threatening. We're just
trust
so
fund babies
to,
for weather.
Yeah, we're just so used to everything being amazing. In January, all you need is a t-shirt. The fuck is that?
In January, man.
And what the fuck
I
is that?
I went skiing and I hung out in jeans and a t-shirt.
It's insane.
Yeah.
How pretty are these trails?
These are great.
Nobody's ever on them, too. I go running these things.
Do you the same for the weekends?
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, it's like I'll never try to do anything on a weekend because that's when the amateurs come out.
Right. Like Runyon?
Yeah, it's like, don't just wait till Monday.
Yeah.
There's got to be a benefit to doing these kind of weirdo jobs.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, play golf on a Wednesday.
Right, exactly.
Oh, fuck. The uphill gets tough.
Getting tired?
No, just a little winded.
Wait till we go back.
Yeah.
Going
oh,
back
yeah, then that's
the
all uphill
part.
On the way back. Yeah. This is the first uphill now. Yeah. I love fucking hiking, man.
Yeah. It's great exercise, too, man.
Yeah, you get some sun on your skin.
And hiking with weight on your back is amazing.
Yeah.
So good for your legs.
So I did a 3-day hike in Myanmar. And some company, like, take your stuff to, like, another location. And all you do is go with like a day pack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it, you know, 15 pounds is what you got on you. And it's great. You come out of it so fucking refreshed and feel good and just like, okay, now it's time for a beer. I've earned it.
You want to pause before the uphill?
We can.
Okay.
Where's the uphill? Right there?
Well, usually around here. If I'm running a mile and a half,
yeah,
I stop right at that crest.
You run all this?
I run all this.
In those goat shoes?
Yep.
In those socks?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I go hard, dude. I'm trying to get in really good shape for hunting.
Yeah.
Because the kind of shape I'm in is like jiu-jitsu shape, kickboxing shape, weightlifting shape.
Quick?
Yeah,
quick burst instead of
just
long?
Just a big difference between that and hiking.
Yeah.
Hiking in the mountains in particular.
It never
your
stops.
Your legs give up. What, golf ball?
Why is that here?
Somebody, probably was up there.
I know you have a weird thing about litter, which I don't, but when I'm in the fucking woods, that's when I have the weird thing.
This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. With summer coming up, I bet a lot of you have plans to travel, which is great. You should get out and experience the world. But I also know how stressful traveling can be. That's why I want to recommend Simply Safe. It provides award-winning security and peace of mind so you can have one less thing to worry about when you're away from your home this summer. I think SimpliSafe is a great option for home security because it protects your whole home, inside and out. It has a variety of cameras and sensors to detect the worst of the worst, including fires, floods, break-ins, and more. SimpliSafe has your back, and I especially like how there's no contracts and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it out confidently and really see if SimpliSafe is a good fit for you and your place. Everyone deserves to have peace of mind when they're away from home, and SimpliSafe can help give you that. So try it out today. Right now, get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/Rogan. That's simplisafe.com/Rogan. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. This episode is brought to you by Hostage Tape. First of all, what a great name. This is a product that I use, and I started using long before it was an ad. Your sleep game is about to get a whole lot better, kids, because I want to introduce you to Hostage Tape. Put simply, it is tape for your mouth. But you're probably wondering why you should even need that. Well, if you're a mouth breather, if you snore a lot, or if you suffer from sleep apnea, this could make a big difference. This mouth tape can reduce or eliminate snoring and apnea, and at the same time, it'll help filter the air going to your lungs, increase your oxygen uptake, and improve circulation, which will make you feel more energized. It has tons of other benefits, too, like it helps with bad breath, dry mouth, and, of course, better sleep. For you and your partner, don't let bad sleep hold you hostage. Shut your fucking mouth with Hostage Tape. Buy it today and get a special buy two, get one free offer. That's a 90-day supply. Just visit HostageTape.com/Rogan. That's HostageTape.com/Rogan.
I always feel like
I never clean up litter, man.
Clean up one item.
People get weird with me about how weird I am with litter.
Because weird about cigarette butts on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they have Mexicans for this. They're coming.
I chase receipts down the street.
That are yours.
Yeah. I hate the idea that I'm littering.
Oh, I remember being in Denver once when we toured.
Yeah.
With like a posse.
Yeah.
He would get mad at, I think, me and Red Band. It's like, don't fucking throw out that
cigarette butt. You guys throw them on the ground in beautiful Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing people with cigarettes do. They just throw it on the ground, step
as
on
if it. Goes
throw
away.
It out the window of their car. They just don't want to see it. It's out of sight, out of mind.
Is that a tick?
Ooh, what is that?
Is that a tick?
Some kind of bug. Yeah, that is a tick, dude. Ooh, kill that fucker. Why didn't you kill it?
Well, there's a million of them.
Go away and bite your mom. Just like Peter Parker. Remember when Peter Parker?
Yeah.
That guy killed Uncle Ben?
Yeah, he let him go.
He let him go.
You're right.
He let that tick go.
Dude, if you have Lyme disease, we're definitely going to be thinking about it.
Dude, if I come back and I get that fucking meat disease, I'll be so mad at you if it's that tick. Hurry, had a chance.
He just bounced down, jump right back up.
You had a chance to kill it. Let's see if you can find that cunt on the ground.
No way. No way.
If you really had some time, you could find him. If you were totally dedicated.
You think so?
Yeah. He didn't go that far.
But he's so small.
Like a 6-foot square area.
That was a tick, though, right?
I think it was.
It was flat, red.
It looked very tickish. Now, luckily for us, there's not a whole lot of Lyme disease out here, but it does exist, and it's spreading.
What happens if you have a tick that's no Lyme disease, but it still gets you?
Yeah.
Does it just make you weak?
Yeah, it makes you itchy. Oh. Just cunty little bugs trying to suck blood out of you. I pulled them off my dogs before, they swell up.
Yeah?
Yeah, they swell up with blood, and they're just, they're disgusting.
I was in Chodok, speaking of litter.
Where's that?
Southern Vietnam. So Ho Chi Minh, they take about a 10-hour bus down.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
My man's traveling.
But there's this, like, floating forest where these trees grow out of this, like, just this water, and then there's, like, lily pads everywhere. So it just looks like grass and trees coming out, but you're on a boat through it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Wow. It's pretty great. But then we get off the boat and get onto the dock, and this fucking Chinese guy, they're the worst travelers. They're the worst. He just dumps a cigarette, and you're like, dude, come on. Nobody's here, man. There's no street sweeping here. We're in the fucking woods.
Did you say something to him?
No, of course not. I'm a pussy. I don't want conflict. But also, it's like, what am I going to, like, what's he going to learn? Chinese travelers are the worst. That's why the Great Barrier Reef is dead.
Really?
Because they say, please don't put on sunscreen. And Chinese people are like, I'm just going to put on all the sunscreen I have. How about that?
No kidding. So they say don't put on sunscreen in the area of the Great Barrier Reef?
While you're scuba diving. Also, you're covered in a wetsuit.
Right.
So, like, you don't really need just a little on your neck and put it on, like, 45 minutes before.
So that's what's killing the reef is killed. Sunscreen?
It's a dead reef now.
It's dead?
It's been declared dead.
Whoa.
Yeah, which means it might be more than 50% dead or something, but, like, it's been declared a dead reef.
Holy shit.
One of the greatest things in our fucking world.
Holy shit. Killed by sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. And man's encroachment.
Dude, I used to get sunscreen in my eyes. When I used to do Fear Factor, I would do Fear Factor, and then I'd come to the store.
Yeah.
And I still have sunscreen on my forehead, and I would start sweating, and the sunscreen would get in my eyes. And it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It would sting so bad.
Yeah.
I remember being on stage just crying, tears running down
my face. What, later? Oh, because yeah. You have it on from the day.
Yeah, I had it on during the day, and then I'd be at the store at night, and I'd be tearing, and I have to explain to people. Sorry, I was shooting outside all day. No, I'm good. And I got sunscreen in my fucking eyes. That shit's terrible for you.
Can't smoke out here, can you?
A cigarette or weed?
Come on, man. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, you can smoke weed. We can smoke some weed. Ari Shaffir brought weed on a hike. I like it.
This is like, I like it. I've cut down a lot on weed.
You should try weed and yoga. It's a
dude, I did a bunch of yoga out there.
Did you?
Like 12 times.
Ooh, like it?
Yeah, I got to the point where this is one of my goals. I wanted to touch my toes.
Ah.
And I started right below the knee. And when I did it, I got down to...
Oh, you can almost touch your toes now. Yeah, that's a lot more flexible than you used to.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's one of the best things for your health.
Mm-hmm. And then just while I was on boats and shit, I would just like do it a little bit, you know, and you take these classes, they would teach you some moves and you're like, I'll reproduce that when I'm fucking sitting waiting for a bus.
Well, you don't have a phone, but if you did have a phone, you just use your app or a computer.
For classes.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you have a computer, obviously, when you go on the road or even at your house, just turn on a yoga program on YouTube. Just someone who's got a yoga workout. You follow the yoga workout. It's simple. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything.
Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And once you learn it, then you can get I know you don't use a phone, but I have an app on my phone that shows me the move and then times me.
Really?
And tells me to stop. Yeah.
I got an iPad. I could do that at home with that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. There are a bunch of things where I'm like, I do miss a phone for that. I do miss a phone for that.
Well, what you're doing is admirable, though. You realize your limitations. I've slacked off heavy on social media.
Have you?
I've backed way off.
For what reason?
Get work done.
Right. You do understand that. It draws you out.
My writing has gotten much more prolific. Better.
I was thinking about your improvement. Or the way you fucking hit your last special. You know what I think of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think a lot of that's... God, I mean, some people said, what about his podcast? He's always working his mind. I was like, but he was already doing his podcast for years. You think some of it's back at the store?
Yeah.
Working out just in front of like people who don't all know you?
Back at the store cranked me up.
Yeah.
It cranked me up. Cranked me up another solid notch.
You see some other great comics.
Yeah.
And you're like, interesting.
Just being back there too, I got energized. And then getting all the support from all the people because I'm back there again too.
Yeah.
And being around like a real camaraderie scene, a scene of peers where I didn't have that before.
And like,
before, I was just showing up, and I would do gigs, and I'd get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, with Diaz, you know, I'd do other road with you guys, and I'd have fun then. But when I was working out, the ha-ha or the improv, I'd just go in, do my set, and get the fuck out of there.
There's no heck.
Yeah. At the store, I'm hanging, you know?
Hours. For hours. Yeah. Dude, we went to Carney's last week.
Yeah.
It was the first time I've been there in a long time. We used to go there all the time.
All the time. For me, it was like more than a decade.
More than a decade not being at Carney's. How long were you gone for? 7 years?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
7 long ass years. But I had really great sets, I did good specials and bad specials when I was gone. But the bad special that I did wasn't bad, but it wasn't real good. It was 2012.
Yeah.
Ramped me up for the 2014 one, which was Talking Monkeys in Space, which was really good.
Yeah.
And then that ramped me up for Triggered, which is probably my best one. But I think this new one's going to be better.
People are talking about your new stuff at the store. I haven't seen enough of it. But the door guy's like, oh, it's like on another level now. I think you're like, I don't know what it is. It's not like rock stars are like 25 is their prime. You know?
I don't know, man. I'm not slacking off. I think that's what it is. I think we get to this point where we're dedicated to something.
Yeah.
And we get good at it, or we get successful at it at least. And then... Yeah. Once you get some adulation, you sort of relax. You're like, I kind of got it.
I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And now let me fucking go.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to make me think about quitting if I do have a bad set.
Yeah.
It's just like, that needs improvement.
So now my opinion is totally different. Like now it's all about, look, I know that the only way I'm really happy is if my comedy's good.
Yeah.
Like if everything in my life is going great, but I bomb, I am not happy. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do I fix that? Well, I have to fucking work more at my stand-up. I have to just... Whatever it is. So I wrote down on my computer and on my phone a schedule that I have to adhere to every week.
Yeah.
And one of them is I write 5 hours every week.
A week. That's attainable.
Yep.
You don't go crazy like Seinfeld where it's like 8 hours a day. It's like, I'm not going to hit that and then I'll fail. And they tell AA people not to try to quit smoking their first year.
Because
they're like, it's way harder.
Yeah.
So you're going to fail at that and then it's going to make you think like, fuck it, just go back to everything.
Yeah.
So like, don't even try that. So, like, make that's what I think. Make attainable goals.
Yeah, I also set, like, attainable goals for, like, fitness, too.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of times a week I do yoga, the amount of times a week I run. And I think all those, they, like, they build on each other, like, the momentum of them, and it makes the stand-up better. And then also, like, just thinking about the stand-up. Like, thinking about the set, trying to make it better, trying yeah. to, like, how much of this is bullshit? How much of this is ego? How much of this is just, I haven't looked at it enough, I need to get it better? How much of this is, I only came out this one way, and I stuck with that way. Why don't I come at it another way? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing that a lot now.
That's well, how I see Attell doing that, where it's like, let me change one word around, now back again.
Yeah.
When it's like, I don't know, just because I've been doing doesn't make it right.
Yeah, you never know, dude. Like, sometimes you'll be committed to something.
Also.
And you'll switch it, and it'll be way better.
Yeah.
But you don't know until you...
Until you, like, get out
yeah.
of here.
You got to do it.
I always thought that's what held Bobby Lee back for a long time, was that he was always, like, showcasing for pussy. So he was like, this is the best it is right now. I'm not going to fucking go one time. And he's a great comic, but, like, he's yeah. not going to, like, risk one time trying it differently or trying new shit.
Yeah, I've talked to Bobby about it. I think Bobby... he just never did a special. And if he did a special, he'd be forced to write new stuff. Yeah. And I think his new stuff would really ultimately be way better than the stuff he's doing. Not that the stuff he's doing isn't really good. He's really funny.
Yeah.
But I think Bobby has like...
But he's a more developed comic now, so the stuff he'd write
now. He
has
genius potential.
Yeah.
And he's just a little nervous about putting stuff out there, I think. So, I don't know, man. I've just been paying more attention to it.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to pay a lot of attention to it.
Just put your phone. You do it when you drive? You think about when you
yep.
drive?
I listen to recordings. All the time. Like sometimes I'm listening to music and I said, you know what? I should be doing work. Let's dissect this fucking set. And I don't want to. You know, I don't want to listen to it. I'd rather
yeah.
listen to a podcast. I'd rather
yeah.
listen to your podcast or Duncan or Burrs or something like that or Joey. But I'll go over my set again. I'll figure it out, you know, figure out.
It's a gym all the time. I told you what not Yoshi said to me. Who was it? Who was the guy at Jits? The small, like 5'2". Japanese guy in the old bomb squad. He was there.
Shigeki,
yeah. When he was like, when I started, and he was like,
I thought how to succeed. You have.
No, he doesn't talk about that. No, he doesn't talk
that
way.
How dare you?
No. But he goes, here's what you got to do. You got to think about it all the time. Like, you yeah. think about jiu-jitsu all the time. You'll get better. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
I can't. I already got something for that.
Yeah, that's a real problem. You have to figure out, like, how much energy you put into other stuff. For me, whether it's archery or it used to be pool. Pool was the worst.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do archery 8 hours a day. You'll get too tired.
Yeah.
But you can play pool 8 hours a day. Easy.
You just got to stretch your back once in a while.
You just get more and more psycho about it. And then it becomes like, okay, how much of this is benefiting me? Is it benefiting me spending all this time tweaking about balls going into holes? Or is it like a big distraction? Because I don't want to put that same amount of time into writing
yeah.
or into thinking about stand-up.
I mean, honestly, there's a diminishing point of returns at some point,
mm-hmm.
you know? But on some level, anything else you think about is time you're not spending thinking about
exactly.
the other thing. Now, there might be, like we said, nothing more than like 34 hours a week would be successful.
Yeah.
So exactly. taking away that time is okay, above 34.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's like you also want recription. Like
yeah,
recreation.
You need to work your mind out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm gonna relight this or save it.
Nah, I'm good, yeah, dude. Okay. Even like video games, I think as long as you don't get crazy with them, I think they're probably fun and beneficial. But the problem is, if you start like super getting into jiu-jitsu the way you are into comedy, your comedy's gonna take second position.
It's gotta. Bjork, when she won that award for whatever, Dancer in the Dark.
Bjork, the singer.
Mm-hmm. She did acting once, and
oh,
she won like half the awards.
Ah.
Yeah. And then they're like, you can do that more? And she said she felt like cheating on music.
Ooh, powerful Bjork.
I saw her house in Iceland.
Yeah. I saw her beat up a photographer in a video.
What?
Someone was following her around taking pictures of her, and she started beating her ass.
Little Bjork?
Yeah. Yeah.
Giving the fucking Manu Bowles punches?
Well, some lady was like totally disrespecting her. She was just like had a camera like in her face, and she was filming her. And I
get
guess
away from
they
me.
Had words. I don't know the exact scenario, but they had words.
Really?
And, yeah, Bjork hit
and Bjork
her.
Went after?
Yeah.
I got to see that video.
She swung on her, I believe.
Jamie, put up that video.
Jamie, pull up that video. I'm a little high right now.
Yeah, me too.
I don't really totally remember the story, but I'm pretty sure she beat some person's
ass. I would love to see. Who would you most like to see fight who has no fighting experience or anything like that? Like Angelina Jolie and...
Trump. To the death.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, sure. To the death. To the death. Absolutely. Whoever you choose. To the death. I was going to say Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. them fighting?
Yeah.
Wow, that would be vicious.
Yeah, it'd be vicious.
Angelina Jolie's got crazy on her side, though, right?
I think Angelina Jolie would take it easily now that I mentioned. Now that I think about it.
She's got crazy
all day. She's crazy. She drinks blood.
Yeah. She had an amulet filled with Billy Bob Thornton's blood that she kept around her neck.
How do you survive that as a career? That's full-on publicly crazy.
She's so gangster.
That's full-on out there.
You don't want to fight that girl. They'd be like fighting a wild cat. You know?
She'd bite you for sure.
For sure. For sure, dude. You're getting bit. She's probably going to fuck you up. You're going to realize that you took her lightly as you're going unconscious.
Oh, I see where I went wrong.
Smashing your head off the side of a sink.
I feel like she would attack you.
Like she's an assassin in some fucking movie, man. Like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
She would attack. You ever see Let Them In? That remake of that vampire movie?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did
And the
see
way that
that,
that girl
yeah.
jumped on that guy under
yeah.
the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Angelina Jolie would attack you.
Dude, that's a good movie. I forgot that movie. I saw the original one.
Me too.
And I thought, this movie's amazing. And then I was like, well, they're going to fuck up the remake. And
They
didn't fuck it up at all.
Why? Low budget? Why?
I don't know. They just nailed it.
Yeah, it was really great.
It was good. Even the remake was great.
Yeah, I'm saying they did it. Yeah. They did it well. And sort of a new story, but the same thing.
And you know what? It's so hard to do a remake that it has to be undeniable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so it was so good that it was undeniable. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's like, that's pretty fucking good.
Did you ever see? I got two movies for you.
Kid vampire movies are especially terrifying. Great. A kid vampire.
And the old man who was like, loved her.
Dude.
Because he's been with her for whatever years.
Something about a kid vampire that just scares the fuck out of us. Holy shit.
They could be amongst us.
A fucking kid vampire. Little, like 4 foot tall thing running at you with crazy eyes.
And you're not allowed to hit back. Part of you is like, wait, can I?
Like, oh no.
Can I kick this?
And you can't even do anything anyway.
Yeah,
like
right.
Superhuman power, right? Even that little girl.
Yeah,
she would fuck those dudes up.
There was no chance of her losing that.
Yeah, no chance.
At night? No way.
Vampires are like on a totally different level. They're not humans.
Who's that girl actor? She's good.
She's very good. Like what? See, a vampire is not like Superman, though.
No, exactly.
So like what?
You
how
could
strong
take it.
Are they? No, I don't think you can.
Stake to the heart.
Yeah, but you got to get a stake in their heart.
Right. So that's not like you couldn't beat it up to the point where it was done.
He's going to kick your ass. Somehow or another, becoming a vampire makes you way stronger.
Do they heal like Wolverine?
I don't think they get hurt, dude. I think until the stake goes in the heart, you can't really hurt them.
They should wear heart plates above their heart.
They just heal up, dude.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah, but then they started changing that. Right? And like some of the later movies, like what was that movie, 30 Days of Night?
Yeah, it was good.
Those guys die. Like they only, it was like sunlight. Like,
sunlight gets you, for
could
sure.
You kill them with like silver or something?
Hmm.
Some of them, they make up new rules. Like you can kill them with silver.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, wait, isn't that a werewolf?
You could do that in a movie. You just got to be like, oh, no, that was wrong what those people thought. It's actually this.
We got bullets with garlic in it. We're going to kill them. Like, what? Remember that? Like garlic would kill them?
Yeah. And then they had wood tip bullets.
Yeah.
So you could like use machine guns on them and
get
them through the heart.
Blade, the comic book superhero Blade, had these teak wood knives. He had wooden knives, and he would hunt vampires and stab them to death.
And they would just
with
disintegrate.
A teak wood knife.
Yeah.
Like he had to have a wood knife. So he got this super hard wood.
Wow, yeah, that was good.
Dude. The idea of vampires, I think, has haunted people forever. Because I think it's what people are capable of at their very worst.
Drinking people's blood
just
to survive?
Inhuman. Just being inhuman. You heard about some of the shit that went down in Liberia?
What?
Where during the Civil War, they were capturing children from neighboring tribes.
Yeah.
They would eat their flesh. They would eat their heart. This guy, there was one of the Vice pieces on Liberia where he talks about and describes how he would do it. How he would go to a neighboring tribe, capture one of their children, and then eat his heart.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going there in December.
Oh, my God. What are you doing, Ari?
No, they're done with that now. They got Charles Taylor out of power.
Yeah.
My friends have all gone back. I'm going with somebody who's from there.
Jesus, Ari. Stay home.
Oh, he's my buddy from college.
Jesus,
like, he knows
Ari.
It. What do you mean?
Do you know how Liberia got started?
Yeah, I just found out. We never knew that as kids, right?
No. I didn't know about it until the Vice series. Apparently, it's they took a U.S. slave colony.
Freed slaves.
Sent them back to Africa.
Monroe.
Jesus Christ.
President Monroe. That's why they call their capital Monrovia. And Liberia just means liberated.
Dude. And then chaos.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever. That happened later.
Yeah, but I mean, how crazy is it that that became one of the most chaotic spots in Africa?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, imagine doing
I heard someone
that.
On NPR, this was like 10 years ago, they were like, oh, no, it's safe now. They want people to come in.
Oh, how dare they? Start walking back. I don't know shit about Liberia, by the way. If you're from Liberia, I'm just talking.
Jamie, pull that up, please.
Jamie, pull that up. We go this way.
Oh. I thought it was a loop. Oh, head rush. Wait, give me a second.
You know where you are?
Got a head rush.
Damn, we went deep.
Stood up too fast. Oh, yeah, I got too high. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
That's been nice out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have that in New York, right?
Not really. You get stuff here or there. We're not the selection and the amount and the fucking
so silly.
Chillness about it.
So silly. Open it up. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I've only been back for like a month, so it's like I haven't really been smoking that much. This is nice. This is the land of it.
Yeah.
I give Colorado number one.
Oh, Colorado is way ahead of California.
And Washington State, too.
In terms
and then, like,
of the way it
then
looks.
NorCal and then SoCal.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like Washington State or like Oregon in the summer in the mountains.
Oh, Oregon gets real flush.
Hard to beat.
Yeah. I feel like in Oregon, everyone has their own plant in their backyard.
Yeah.
And they want to be like, hey, try mine. Try mine.
Yeah. Those people aren't fucking around.
Actually, I read an article and it said that they were not fucking around.
Wow. Officially.
Yeah.
They come out.
The article was entitled, Are They Fucking Around?
Yeah, all those Pacific Northwest people, they know how to grow some weed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
By the way, my special is out right now,
shit.
Today, or yesterday.
Oh,
much,
Jesus, sorry.
Put this out.
Is it really?
Yeah, Double Negative, it's called.
Wow.
I'm excited to present it to you guys.
So people can start streaming it right away?
Right now.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you happy with the way everything worked out?
Dude, fuck yeah.
Beautiful.
Fuck yeah. Beautiful. This is exactly why I had it like envisioned, on some sort of digital type, you know, where you can get one episode then the other.
Right.
Right back to back. Just click on them. It's two different specials, but similar.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the actual special part came out really good. But I worked it hard.
No,
I was talking to
you
about
did.
It too. I took all those intermissions in Scandinavia, and then you were like, you gave me some good advice. You're like, that's fucking, they're used to it out there, man. Do it here.
Yeah.
So I tried doing it here a bunch till I got like the hang of it. So it was nothing like new in this weird, you know, for the sake of weirdness.
Right. Well, it's very experimental, man. I mean, you're doing a lot of cool shit. You're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I get out of your podcast too.
Yeah.
Your podcast is an enthusiastic view of the world. I mean, that's your, at the end of the day, you're a very enthusiastic person.
Yeah.
You like a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, I like doing stuff.
You know, and for me, like knowing you as long as I have, and knowing you when you weren't doing so good and you're depressed, it's so amazing seeing you so happy.
Isn't it weird, man?
It's great.
Forget about the starting to good in comedy and also like depression to like, yeah, everything's fucking it's fine.
Dude,
relax.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of different factors. Physically, right?
Yeah. And I think, I know you don't like this, but I think those pills help me.
Oh, no, man. You're one of the best examples ever. You and Beast. Remember Brian?
And War Machine. He also, wait, no, that went wrong. Sorry. What?
Do you remember? Brian from Beast from 10th Planet?
Yeah, I sort of remember him. Yeah.
Remember him?
Uh-huh.
Badass jiu-jitsu player.
Yeah.
Sick guard. Well, it helped him, bro.
Yeah. Well, when they say overprescribed, people want to put everything like black and white.
Yeah.
And it's like when they say overprescribed, that doesn't mean it's always going to be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that just means too much. It's almost that with anything.
It's like everybody that we know that has had pain pill problems.
Uh-huh.
They took the pain pills because they worked.
Right.
You
and
know?
Then they just kept going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what happened to Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Had to check himself in.
Oh, well, dude.
Buddy.
Brendan Schaub had an issue. His friends had to take the pills from him.
Wow.
He was taking them every day, several times a day for like months. And his friends came over to his house like, hey, dude, no more of these.
Yeah.
And he said he had to, you know, he had to kick it and it was hard. But he's a disciplined athlete.
Right.
He's a strong-minded dude. You know, he could kick it. But maybe if you're like a weaker-willed person that's more inclined to give in to things, maybe, you know, maybe it would get you. Or maybe if you have a chemical imbalance, it makes you, like, really super addicted.
Well, that's the thing. When you come off it, They're like, okay, here's the deal. You got to come off it real slow.
See,
I was on 100, let me think if I'm right, and 50 milligrams of disipramine. And they were like, all right. And that's, we found that through experimentation. And then they go, when you're coming off it, go to 125 for a week, every day for a week.
Mm.
And then always monitor yourself. If you start thinking about suicide at all, you got to call me immediately. Go back on this regular dose.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they tell you to like really like be careful, but not everybody does. And they go, fuck it, I'm done with that. That was my last prescription. I don't want to go back to Rite Aid.
Well, I think the better example might be the pain pill thing because it's like painful for them to stop.
Oh, right.
Like they ache.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're all crazy. Everything has its this way, bro. Everything has its own crazy.
Hang on. Let me just look over there.
What's that?
I want to see over this cliff.
Oh, cool. I mean, everything has its own crazy, but
yeah.
I think those pain pills, from just the experiences of people that I've talked to, not firsthand stuff, obviously, but
yeah,
they seem to grip you so hard. People just can't shake them.
Wow.
A lot of fighters, man. A lot of fighters get hurt, have surgery.
From all that.
And then take a few pain pills, and then all of a sudden they got a problem. You know? Especially if you're a person who maybe had a problem in the past, and you took a break, and you were clean and sober, living the MMA life.
And then suddenly.
Yeah, and then you hurt your back or something. You needed the painkillers. You just took them. Don't worry, I'll get off them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you're challenging people with these things in a way that I don't necessarily know if it's fair. You're challenging them with chemical addiction.
To trust for it yourself.
Yeah.
To handle it yourself.
I definitely think you should have the right to do whatever you want. But I'm thinking like
because it messes with your brain chemistry, though.
Right.
Your ability, it's like asking a drunk person, are you okay to drive? And it's like, they have the worst judgment right now.
Yeah.
Why ask them? You're taking someone and putting them on a chemical fucking addiction to something and then say like, yeah, but use your regular mind.
Yeah, you're putting them on a crazy cocktail.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh, you got pain? Here, have some opiates. Take them all day. And you're just going to be like in a heroin fog.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll settle into that heroin fog. I know a dude who's got a fucked up back and I know when he's on.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. I talked to him. He's just all weirded out.
Let's go take a selfie.
This is not a good place to take a selfie.
Why? Over there. Why not?
Okay. Let's
Why
go
not?
Over there by that water.
How come not? I believe you. Oh, yeah. Dude, this is gorgeous out here.
I don't want to get these feet slippery because I got this weight on my back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Do it right here?
Yeah, sure. No, I don't have no phone capable of taking this picture. That is, by the way, anyone thinking about getting a flip phone? Everyone has a camera, you guys. You'll never want to be without one.
Yeah. That's true.
Everyone wants to take on their own phone anyway.
Tag you.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
I like that white bush thing on the side of the mountain.
The white bush?
Yeah, the thing coming out.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
That looks like some Avatar shit.
Yeah, real white.
It's so weird when you look at plant life and the variety. We just get really used to it.
Uh-huh.
But if it didn't exist, it's like the whole world was the desert.
Yeah.
And all was just sand dunes. And you got to see something like this, you'd be stunned by the amount of radiant energy it gives you.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
if the whole world was a desert and all of a sudden they brought you to like a creek, just
like this, you'd be like,
creek,
what?
He'd be can like, holy shit.
Can I touch it?
Oh my God, it's alive around me. These plants they're a life force. They're saying hi. The forest says hi. Just some of us are not that good at listening, man.
I tried to convince my Orthodox Jewish friend to do mushrooms. And he was like, I don't think God wants me to do that. I'm like, no,
wow,
you're wrong. It's
beautiful.
A fucking telephone that God left for you.
Ooh,
to good. Talk to him.
That's a good way of putting it.
I keep saying, you got to pick it up. Why else would he put it here?
That's a good way of putting
it. It wasn't man-made, dude.
That's actually a very strong argument. Yeah, God made it, stupid.
It's like being on the other side of the glass on fucking when you're visiting someone in prison.
Yep.
Pick up the phone. Talk.
Pick up the phone. Jesus. You might be right.
Sort of.
Dude, write that down. Somebody will write that down and text it to you.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Yeah, you're right.
The only people that disagree with that are people who don't do mushrooms.
Yeah, or haven't.
You've done it. Yeah.
So Neil said that he took them. We did them in Banff last year. And he said he last took him in Amsterdam, and he took like, I think he took like 10 grams, 10 dried grams or something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ. That's
yeah,
insane.
Way too much. And then he was like, I didn't like it. It was too much for me. I'm like, I know. No one should do that much. Well, whatever. Not the real people, but like nobody knew.
Right. I bet those crazy psychonaut type characters.
I can't handle 10 grams. 2 3/8
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, almost a quarter. 3/4 of a quarter Is that? Yep.
Feeling
so you
it.
Did acid. We never talked about that.
Did what? Acid,
acid
yeah.
For the first time. What'd you think about that?
Very interesting.
How different? How different? How same?
It's very different. It's, I didn't take a large dose.
Yeah.
But I took enough to enjoy it.
Okay.
It was really...
What does that mean in real terms? Like, what, a tab of something? A drop of something?
I don't know.
A piece of an Altoid?
I'm not... It was in a candy form.
Okay.
But, what I got out of it was that all of these things... Whether it's, this is a great time to talk about this when we're on the full incline here. All these things yeah. are somehow related.
What things?
All these psychedelics.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Even pot.
Mm-hmm.
Even edible pot. Mushrooms. LSD. All of them are taken to you like separate apartment rooms in God's gigantic apartment building. They all take you to different places.
Yeah.
Like DMT... takes you to a different room. Mushrooms have a different party to show you, but it's all in the same
realm. Somewhere you go, let's go somewhere. Come over to this house with me.
It's of not here.
Yeah.
You know, and acid is definitely almost like what acid makes you feel like is that it wants to sort of change what here is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like what you will say. I know. I think I have a pretty objective view. Of how I see reality. And then acid goes, bitch, you don't know shit.
Yeah, this is not bad. This is something
right?
else.
We could change it to something totally different.
Yeah.
Forever. And you'll be.
I know when mushrooms happens, it gets this place of, and I guess Shroom Fest is over, so you missed it, but you can still catch up.
Look how pretty this is.
But I've gotten to the place where it's like you see the truth a lot on mushrooms. Yeah. Acid's a little different.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
I felt like it was pretty introspective.
Yeah.
But it was also calming in an interesting way. Like perspective enhancing calming. You know, I think that...
Mm-hmm. Where you're like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But you see, this since really it was the first time, I did probably go into that with some preconceived notions.
Yeah.
You never know. Because Larry Hagman
said
that. You did go
in with some notions. Larry
yeah.
Hagman from Dallas?
I think I did, yeah. Larry Hagman from Dallas... Before he died.
Really?
He was doing all these interviews, and he was talking about, like, important lessons in his life. I forget what the context was, but he said that he took LSD.
Really? And, Larry Hagman?
Mm-hmm. And that LSD took away his fear of dying. And I'll never forget that. Like, he looked so peaceful when he said that to the lady who was interviewing him. Which, I think it was a lady.
That's bold. He's a fucking network guy.
Might not even been a lady. Might have been a dude. And I turned him into a lady.
Why?
I don't know. Draw your own conclusions. But I think his statements on it about...
It made him not afraid of death.
And appreciating like what life is and how life keeps moving. You know?
Are they making any sort of efforts to make that legal?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think you got to tread carefully with all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because you get one of these Jeff Sessions types of characters that gets in an office and... Starts muscling.
They start buckling down on
acid. Yeah, they start muscling the laws around. They don't want state rights to take place. You know, there's no
yeah.
like an elephant.
What?
Like an elephant.
The Rock?
In front of a lion. Right over here. Straight ahead. It looks like an elephant standing in front of a lion. That rock formation.
The Rock, the one that looks like a nose and then down from that?
Right, down from there. It looks like an elephant.
Where's the elephant?
The thing with the trunk, bro.
Oh.
You don't see it?
Wait. Yeah, no, I do see the trunk there. And the rock that's like sheer and
yes.
then something else juts
yes.
out? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And where's the lion?
But right behind it.
Right behind it, about to eat it. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
it.
Okay,
dude,
okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It almost looks like somebody carved that shit.
It seems to me like a roided up rabbit.
Like a javelina or some shit.
Yeah. But it's still, no matter what, it's definitely attacking the elephant or next to him.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I actually saw that.
What in God's name were we just talking about? We are so high right now.
Vampire movies?
No, we did that a long time ago. And that hawk.
Dude, did you grow up with any sort of wilderness?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hiking and stuff like that?
Well, when I lived in Newton. Yeah. Newton is like a suburb of Boston.
Yeah.
That's where I went to high school. And there was a lot of woods right across the street from my house. The Charles River was right across the street from my house. So when I was in high school, me and my friends would go out, like the woods was right there. It's like a river and some woods, and it went back pretty far. We would just always go in there. We'd go fishing, go fucking around the woods. And
really?
Yeah, you just free. We'd make forts and shit. You know?
Yeah.
And then
just be out alone.
Yeah.
Yelling and screaming. Nobody's around you.
Yeah, we did a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, but everybody's fine.
Yeah, but it's there was a little bit of woods, like right outside my house. I mean, it was by no means rural. It's a suburb. But in the suburbs, like around Boston, like you get these areas that are just big patches of woods because shit grows
They just haven't like done anything to it yet.
Well, their forests are like different, man.
A lot around my
place. Everything grows there.
Really?
Well, it rains.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so like
yeah.
you get the woods in Maine or something like that. Yeah. That's the fucking woods, man. I mean, it's thick.
Yeah.
Thick timber, man. Like when you're driving up, there's a
That's when the highway's like both sides just green on both sides, but you can't see anything,
forever.
Just woods.
Just woods. Dude, there's a road that you take where you were going to where Stephen King lived.
Oh,
where the fuck did he live?
Salem? No.
God damn it.
Portland, Maine?
I can't remember.
Portland, Maine?
No, he didn't live in Portland. God damn it, I'm so...
It was Maine, though, right?
I'll come back to it. Yeah. Shit!
Was it Portland, Maine?
No. God damn it. Maine people are going to be so mad at us. Maine people love Maine. Did you know that?
Mad at you. What?
Maine people, they love Maine.
They love Maine?
They call them maniacs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They love Maine. Really? Talk shit about Maine, they'll try to kill you.
Like Hawaiians?
I used to go up there and talk shit about Maine. They would fucking get up and yell at you.
Really?
Yeah. Can't even joke around.
I love
Can't even joke around. There's nothing up
calm
here.
Calm down. Calm down.
They get so mad.
Well, that's... You think where you're from?
Yeah.
How's
you're from sucks. Yeah.
All right.
We're like barely establishing tribalism. There's like tribes of states that are competing with other states still.
Yeah. Know? We should probably break off, right? Some states should break off. They're doing it in Europe.
They kind of
Czechoslovakia.
Right?
Like, why are we still together? Let's just get out of here. You guys go on your way. We'll go on ours.
It's all too confusing, man. Like, I don't understand the military.
You could have like open border crossings between them all or something.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand how would that work if people just if we broke
oh the military
all
the military
how does the military work?
You're saying we get invaded too fast?
Well, I don't think so because we still have the same amount of people. It's still the same
each
military.
State, maybe.
It's not like the military becomes weak.
Yeah.
You have to figure out like how does it get paid and how does it make sure that it's just protecting us and not under the will of anybody that has some nefarious intentions. Now that there's no states, or now there's no
One power.
There's no one power. You don't want to be like the country of California, man.
I guess maybe when it was back to where it was in the beginning, where the states really felt like, no, I'm a Virginian, man, and then an American.
Well, let's just be real, right? States are bullshit.
They're bullshit.
The same reason why countries are bullshit. So
parts
what
of
happened
Ohio are smart, parts of Kentucky.
What happened in World War I?
Yeah.
What happened in World War II? States invaded states. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like us being invaded by Nevada. It's the same thing.
We would lose.
Right?
Yeah.
We would probably lose. They have a lot of guns.
We're weak people here.
But if you really think about that, that's exactly what it's like if Germany invades Poland.
I mean,
they're
both in the EU.
Yeah, I mean,
they're both just like right next to each other.
How far away is Germany to Poland?
Like
how long does it take to drive?
Germany to Poland?
If you had a guess.
Drive. Inside a day.
Inside a day, probably.
I bet.
Wait.
Yeah, I bet about
that's
that
like
day.
That's like us going to war with Colorado.
With Vancouver.
You could get to Colorado in a day if you had to.
Yeah.
If you like took Adderall.
Yeah. You couldn't get to Montana from here in a day.
I don't know.
We did Vancouver to LA. It took us like 27 hours. We had three people. We just kept switching.
Yeah.
So only stopped for gas. And it took like 27. So move that line like over some and then where's that?
Wow. Yeah, I think if you could just stay awake.
Yeah.
You could go pretty far.
Four people splitting and
in
driving.
A day. Yeah. If you could just stay awake, you go pretty far in a day. But the point is, that's the people that we'd be at war with.
Right.
That's fucking bananas.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
These people went to war with other states.
Just
don't call it a state. Yeah. Don't call it a country. It's just people on that side went to war with people on that side. They were as close as Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, well, Nevada's only 4 hours away driving, but as close as Colorado, at least. Imagine going to war with Colorado.
We might win the... No,
we'd get fucked up, dude. People would bail. People would just start swimming. They would jump in
here?
The water. Yeah.
Yeah, they got to win disposable cash. They'd just be like, I'll just go to England.
Too many people just get in their doing boat.
This. Get out of there. Watch from ashore.
Yeah, watch it light in flames from ashore.
Oh, it's a good revolution this time.
Mm.
It's a pretty one.
How do you think we would survive a real revolution? Like, if something fucking bananas happened.
Well... You got to think they'll kill all the dissidents as fast as they can. Anyone with like a voice.
Hmm.
And then shut down the internet.
Hmm.
Or at least shut down the internet.
Yeah, they'd have to establish their own internet, right?
Yeah, yeah, so they could use it. And then...
That would be so evil.
Yeah.
That's so like Avengers.
But you'd be like, fine, I'm in line, I'll do it. What do you want? Well, I'll do it. And it's like, well, turn the internet back on, please. Let me, I'll find you in. We surrender. Can we get back our stuff? And they'd be like, I don't know if we can trust you guys.
Yeah, you guys already broke from the team.
Yeah.
We're team players over here.
Yeah.
You ready to keep moving?
Yeah. And then you get some revolutionaries like, I need you. And you're like, come on, man. I'm not fucking strong like that. Get somebody else. Like in Homeland. Remember that?
I only watched it until they hung that dude.
What dude? The redhead?
Homeland, yeah.
Oh, well. Okay.
After they hung him, I'm like, I'm out, yo.
I watched before that. Oh, that should have been the end of it for sure.
Yeah.
He was the whole show.
Yeah, that dude's badass.
Yeah.
How do you kill that guy? That's ridiculous.
How do you kill him?
Oh. Yeah, why'd you kill that guy?
Contract dispute, probably.
I mean, it had to be.
Yeah, why would he leave? Unless
this guy's amazing.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore, and they would be like, all right, we'll just end it. They went on after that?
Yep.
Oh,
what's
that's
that?
Stupid. That's just a money grab.
Bangor, Maine.
Bangor, Maine.
Sorry, Bangor.
Yes.
We smoked way too much pot for this podcast.
I believe it was the right amount. So how was it different than mushrooms, acid? How long did it last? Let's say that. Where'd you do it?
I just took it at the studio.
Oh.
Shh. People are listening.
Do you wander around outside a little bit?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Hung around inside. So maybe I didn't take enough to have like a super profound acid experience.
Yeah.
You know. But I've taken it a couple times
since.
Did
you stay up way late?
In the same dosage. No. Well, same.
I took him in Edinburgh last time, and it was like
made
just
till
the sun came up, and then 10 a.m. Oh. Not even like just when the sun came up. I mean, I just kept walking and walking, but I found hills like this. So I wasn't like looking to go to sleep. I was just thinking about shit. You just keep thinking though, right?
Yeah. Doesn't like edible pot do that to you?
Or just get you thinking?
In a pretty profound way, too.
Yeah. I think with those edibles...
I hate using that word in casual conversation.
Profound.
Profound.
You should start using it for burgers and stuff.
Such as a profound ground beef.
Yeah.
It's just such a douchebag phrase.
Yeah.
Whew. Ropes of shit.
Ropes,
passing
bro.
By the ropes.
Ropes, bro. So anyway, watch my special.
Harful R. Shafir.
Double negative. If you like it, tell five friends.
Welcome to Netflix.
Thanks. So it was good for you, huh?
The shit. Yeah, it's...
All the countries I went to, they can see my special.
Yeah, Netflix can put something on. You can watch it at any time, any place you have an internet connection. A real one. You can't do it on a plane yet. Right? You can watch
Can't you load it up? Can't you load it up?
Some of them they have in the seats.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the airplane.
Wait, but how does Netflix work? Can you load it up on your, like, on your phone beforehand? Or no? It's only streaming.
No, you can only stream it.
Okay.
But I guess that's what solves the piracy qualms, sort of. But I'm sure people can pull it off of Netflix and then stream it. I mean, I'm positive, right?
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Regardless of that.
Yeah.
Still pretty low, accessible.
Yeah, it's super accessible. The point is, it's just an awesome platform.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, so much stand-up there now. It's the spot to be.
They really do have a lot of stand-up. It's pretty great. Yeah, it's like the place to go for it.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
You
can find what you want.
There's so many different choices, too. And you can you also can stumble into people. Oops, speaking of stumble.
Yeah, kind of like when Rolling Stone put out the top five albums of the week. you know?
Yeah.
And if you saw it, you're like, that's a good review. I'll get that.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Just like, oh, I've always heard about that guy. Let me give him a look. You know?
What's a good one you've seen lately?
I can't wait for Rory's.
When's that?
Scoville. It's out now. I mean, a month ago. It's out now. It's out now on Netflix. Yeah, it's always just out now. Yeah, he's just always really funny.
I hear great things.
Really out there.
I haven't seen him, but I've heard.
Yeah. He's awesome so weird shit. And different, but like not weird, just like, I don't know. You got to see it. He's just always trying crazy shit.
I think I might have saw him in L.A. somewhere once.
He did this thing with John Doerr where they, first time I saw it was in Montreal, where I'm hosting a Nasty show right now, with Big J and Jimmy Carr. Okay, anyway, so what was I saying, man? Get me there.
I have no idea.
Damn it.
Lost in a world of marijuana frequency interruptions.
Yeah. Damn it.
Take a break. Collect your thoughts.
Okay.
Hmm.
I was talking about something I saw.
We're definitely talking about something.
Saw it in Montreal at a something. What were we doing? December? To find new people? Got it.
What is it?
So I'm at a show. Small place.
Right.
And Reggie Watts is hosting. This was like 8-9 years ago. He was big, but not like massive. And it was fun. And about two people in, he's like, hey, by the way, everybody. He's a good host. He does weird stuff and like does it well. He goes, by the way, we had a comic drop out. So hope you guys don't mind. Everyone's doing a little extra time. And everyone's like, yeah, fucking sweet. And then goes through the show a little bit, and then he goes, okay, so here's the problem, like everyone ended up showing up, so now we're behind, so we actually have to be out of here because festival rules. So the last two comics agreed just to go on together. Is that cool with everybody? And then they do, right? And everyone claps, and then they both just start doing their own bits over each other.
Oh,
just like talking. Like they're not going to go back to back at all. They're both just doing their own acts.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, it should have been funny for 30 seconds, and 9.5 minutes later I'm dying laughing.
That's hilarious.
It was so fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, and then sometimes one would like go to get his breath, and you just hear, not my light bulb, you know, from the other one. Yeah. And then it would like go like that. And it was like, sometimes at some point you hear like, you guys like impressions? And it's like,
oh
no.
My what? God.
Yeah. Wow. It was so good.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's one of those things I was thinking, that's going to be terrible.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know, right?
And they didn't plan it.
No, they planned it.
Oh, they did plan it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how far in advance?
I guess they had done it a bunch.
Oh.
But Reggie just set it up real well.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they didn't just start talking and refuse to give in.
Can you imagine? That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If they, like, got
I'm not,
it good.
I'm not the first to break. Yeah.
If neither one of them got upset?
It's like, no, I had these people on this side. They had them pretty good. How'd you do on your side?
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, act outs and stuff. Anyway, he's always doing shit like that. So it's, like, just really fun. I don't know.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't know who else. I saw Burrs. I got to see Louis. I don't know who else. How about you?
I got to finish.
Who else is on there?
I got to finish looking.
Oh, yeah.
I got to compile a list.
It's also just when you feel like it at some point. You're just sitting there like, oh, you know what? I'll see a stand-up special today.
Last thing I saw was Burrs' new special, which I liked.
I like Burrs' special.
I think...
I like the Ali Wong special. I never would have got to see that otherwise.
She's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was really good.
I like working with her at the store, too. She's super nice.
Fuck her.
Jesus, dude. I thought we agreed.
Yeah, she's cool. She's nice.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one a lot. Burrs was really funny.
We sound like a Netflix commercial.
Yeah, I guess we should.
Just trying to pump up his show, folks. Don't get all shilly on me.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking chills. You guys are Netflix shills. You know Hulu's where it's at. You fucking pussies. Amazon Prime is so superior. Did you seen the Alexa Jones? Where it's like you talk to Amazon, has that Alexa.
This is the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Alexa Jones?
It's Alex Jones. So you talk to it, it's like, yeah, Illuminati's watching you right now from the skies.
Alexa, please, conspiracy theory. Well, you know,
it's really funny, man.
That's funny. So
they made a video of it.
What do you think of that story? Are people getting mad that he was on TV at all, I guess?
It's super complicated.
Why?
You know,
it just seems
when
like
she
this
said,
is fucking Maury. Relax.
Yeah. What Megyn Kelly said that justifies it in my eyes is that she said he's not going away. She's like, look, he's a guy who's out here, he's doing his thing. Let's find out what the fuck he really...
Yeah, I like
really
that.
Does.
I like that. I like that.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you want to hear all sides. And he has been around for a while. He doesn't do much mainstream shit, right?
No. Not much at all. Dude, it's amazing how tired you get.
Just a little
this
uphill.
Bitch ass 45-pound plate on.
Dude, this is fucking gorgeous out here.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Those rocks are great.
California has so many of these.
This place is awesome. Did you just start coming out here?
No.
Okay.
No, I've always... There's a bunch of different places I go.
Different paths? Because you can go that way or that way. We went before.
I got a really cool place that has more people, but it's pretty fucking spectacular.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take you next time.
Okay. Yeah, it's good hiking. That'd be a cool house to have with your backyard, either one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, they have steps right into the...
Yep.
Right into it.
It's so pretty out here.
Yeah.
But this place... You know, all these places around here, like, this is where the fires hit, man.
Oh, really? Oh, it must have just torn right up and right over their houses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every now and then.
Yeah, if it gets like an ember, Topanga, it goes right up the thing.
Topanga gets lit up. Some dickhead throws a cigarette out the window.
I saw a fire start on the back wall of Pink Dot, like in the parking lot, from my bathroom window. You see it just a little bit, and it climbed up that wall. Within like 10 minutes, it was all fucking gone and over.
Woo.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Every place would be, really.
Yeah.
Imagine if we get to a point where that never happened anymore.
Yeah.
If you get people to just stop robbing people and beating people up and shit, unless it's a prearranged fight.
Yeah.
Imagine how much better the world would be. God. If people stop robbing each other.
Just be like, just fucking have your stuff. I'll have my stuff.
It'd be a huge step.
Yeah, it would be pretty good.
If that never was an issue.
If Trump was like, all right, all the rest of the stuff that you guys hate me for, it's way worse than you think. But I did get no more robberies at all.
If like robbing people was as rare as cannibalism.
Yeah.
You know?
You think there is that in America?
In America?
Yeah.
Not really.
Somewhere in the world for sure.
There's got to be neighborhoods where you're pretty safe most of the time.
Dude, there was an island in Indonesia where, as of 1999, they were headhunting.
Woo!
Yeah. They would stop for a while, and then, like, another country would come in there and say, hey, you guys, go back to headhunting, and they just would for, like, 40 years.
There's something really dark about a dude chasing after your head.
Yeah. They say if you drink the blood, fucking, what are their names? I forget now. Of your enemy that was fighting you, it's just super powerful.
Oh, boy.
But only if they're fighting you.
Jesus. Whoa. Good workout, huh?
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Especially when you're talking.
Yeah, we don't breathe right.
Yeah.
You should do a UFC where people are just talking to each other the whole time.
That's a beautiful thing about what the Diaz brothers can do.
Talk and fight.
Yeah.
I hate when they shut them up. I get so mad at that. Like, this has nothing to do with the rules.
That's what I'm saying.
Let them talk. There's nothing to do with the rules. What is it, a fucking dick shot? No.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
If he's running and talking, he'd be like, hey, shut your fucking mouth.
I just wonder if that's written somewhere.
I don't think they should say anything.
Yeah.
Then it's like, dude, don't get people to be involved in the fight.
I agree. Especially when a lot of fighters enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Dennis Johnson, or Michael Johnson, rather. Dennis Johnson. Michael, the Menace.
Yeah.
Johnson.
You can only talk trash with your hands. That's a new rule.
Fuck that.
It's like...
I don't think you should do it. But I think if you want to do it...
It's your right.
Yeah.
Who's the worst trash talker in MMA?
The worst?
Yeah, who have you seen be like, oh, dude, shut up. You're so bad at this.
That's a good question.
A lot of them do that, and they wait for this applause that never comes. And you're like, oh, yeah, man, that wasn't that great a line.
Well, Randy Couture is almost too nice to be a trash talker.
Yeah. No, I mean of the people who do it.
Oh.
The people who do it badly.
But Randy would never really talk trash.
No, Randy wouldn't do it. He wouldn't be on the list.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think that a lot of guys are doing it now?
Yeah, to get famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so you got to get a lot of those guys who don't know how to do it right.
Yeah, well.
Like, poker players did that a lot, where they started like, oh, if you're flamboyant, you'll get on more, get more sponsorships. But you can see people faking it.
That's true. And also part of what's exciting about a guy like Connor is that there's only one of them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of other people that are loudmouthed and funny, and they're all doing it back and forth with each other, he's not the unicorn.
Yeah.
Dude, his back is kicking my ass.
Yeah. 45 pounds. Yeah, it adds up after a while, huh?
Yeah, it does. You know, I mean, it's almost like there'd be too much white noise if there was 10 Connors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be annoying. It's like, all right, he's unique, so leave him alone.
Yeah, if somebody really wanted to diminish him, they would just make a bunch of other dudes talk exactly like him.
Mm-hmm. Nullify him. Yeah, do exactly the same thing. I'm the number one Irish fighter.
Yeah.
All the violins on my side.
Have a massive troll.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of fixed fights, a guy with a gut.
Did you see that video of him faking getting punched for the Mayweather fight?
What, Connor did?
They were like, he looks terrible.
What do you mean?
He's just like, he's like, it's not as bad as I'm doing it, but it's one step above.
What,
where, like, he doesn't know boxing. Look at his fights. They had a hidden camera
of
him fucking.
Of Connor sparring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that video of him sparring with that professional boxer.
It's fake. He knows how to punch. He was blocking it, like, with his fucking.
I don't think it's fake.
No way.
He was just moving around with a guy who was a really good boxer.
Yeah.
He was trying to find his range. He was trying to be unorthodox. And that guy was a very skillful boxer. I forgot his name. Maybe you could remember his name for the outro. Find that dude's name.
It's your podcast.
Oh, dude, it's yours.
No, it's yours.
How's it mine?
You're going to put it out.
Oh, I want to put it out.
Yeah, okay, the day is special.
Okay, confuse the shit out of me.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Okay.
We got it now. I got it together. I'm so high, I forgot the timing. What was I saying?
Jamie, look up that fighter's name, who was a skilled fighter that Conor McGregor was going
The guy
against.
That Conor was boxing is very good. He's very good. Like, you can see, like, beautiful, crisp motions. He's a solid professional boxer.
Yeah.
Like, at a really high level. And he, you know, definitely got the better of Conor.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, like, Conor wasn't working on specific things or wasn't working that much on boxing. When did this happen? What was he really trying to concentrate on?
Oh, right. Maybe you're just trying to work on range. Where you're like, all right, let me just get close to you and see.
He could be trying to work on a lot of things. He could be
It looks stupid
take,
bad, though.
You're right. It does. He could be trying to take as minimal amount of damage as possible, not commit himself very much, but see what it's like to move around and spar with a guy who's a world-class boxer. That guy's
like, if they had hidden camera footage of you, like, on your back, and you'd be like, no, I was working off my back for that whole 2 months.
Well, most jiu-jitsu guys, I think, are super aware of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of guys
But it would be similar to that, where he's like, no, what you think is bad is not bad at all. I'm trying to get in that position.
Yeah, like, you could get a picture of Jean-Jacques getting stuck in side control every day with one of his blue belts.
Yeah.
He lets you do it.
Yeah.
So that he gets you in a position, and he's like, okay, I'm going to sweep you now. And then he starts moving, and the next thing you know, you're on your back. But, like, you could take pictures of it right there and say, oh, my God, that guy was getting the better of Jean-Jacques. He had him in side control. You'd be like,
wow.
No way. He got Jean-Jacques in side control.
Got a four-second clip?
Yeah, just play that. I mean, you don't really know what you're looking at, but you know you're looking at a guy who's a super high-level boxer. That guy looks sweet. I like what he's doing. And he's definitely getting the better of Conor. It didn't look good on Conor's part, but, again, I don't know what Conor was working on. I don't know if he was maybe how many training sessions he's doing a day, whether he's got injuries. Why is he just boxing?
Yeah.
He's going to have an MMA fight. Is it before the Nate Diaz fight? When is it exactly that they were sparring?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Good point. Could have been fucking years ago.
Who is he preparing for? You know, was he preparing to throw kicks? Was he working on his range from a
See, have any chance
boxer?
In the world at Mayweather?
Who the fuck knows?
I say no way more than, and I don't know shit, but I say no way is it less than 8-4 Mayweather. No
you mean
way.
As far as the rounds?
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dominating the fight. Probably 10-2,
Look,
maybe even.
You would be crazy to bet on a guy with zero professional.
He's never
boxing
done it. It's
fights.
Almost rude to boxing to say he has a chance.
Almost, man. And he's taken on literally the greatest defensive boxer ever.
Right.
I mean, come on, son.
You good? Yeah, exactly. It's almost like, come on, stop. It's like those people think they do stand up just on the spot.
Yeah. It's kind of similar. Yeah. It's kind of similar, but Conor does know how to punch, and he punches very hard.
Yeah,
he's a
but
bigger
with little
guy.
Gloves.
You're right. But he's a bigger guy, and
he's bigger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a lot bigger. And he's.
Are you going to watch it live?
No.
Because
I sold out 2 shows in D.C., bitch.
Really? Where are you playing?
Some theater.
That's where I grew up.
Oh, shit. That's right.
You know what it's called? You never know that stuff.
I do not.
Yeah.
I'll be there, Washington, D.C., whatever your theater's called.
Hey, Hebrew Academy, go head out and see Joe Rogan.
That's where you went?
For a little while, then Jewish day school.
Wow.
I switched because I was a bad kid.
You're a bad kid.
I went to the less religious school.
Have you ever met a comedian that wasn't a bad kid?
Like troubled? Like
at least
yell out in class and stuff?
Yeah, at least troubled.
Were there any kids, though, that were not troubled? I mean, do your kids get in trouble?
No, I mean...
they don't. Like, once a year, they don't get in trouble?
I mean, they, you know, they're kids. They do stupid things sometimes, yeah. So they don't understand. Shouldn't even say stupid. I would say they do careless things sometimes because they don't understand.
Yeah.
But, you know...
But not like a real trouble.
Because they're little. Right. No.
I mean, you're a big one, too.
No.
Yeah, I don't know many comics who weren't in trouble a lot.
I feel like people are learning every generation how to be nicer to their family members.
Yeah.
Every generation, they're getting better at it. You know, I had a buddy when I grew up with in Boston, and his dad was super strict. And dad would, you know, fucking hit him and scream at him and shit. And his dad was crazy. And, you know, he had had enough of it by the time we were in high school. And it's... I don't know. It's hard to see shit like that.
Enough of his, like, mouthing off?
He had enough of his dad hitting him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he hit him back? Or he just said, get the fuck off me?
I don't think he ever hit him back, but he gets close to that. But I think my point is, like, I think in his dad's generation, that's what everybody did. They beat the shit out of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then his generation before that, they beat the shit out of their kids. And I think, like, people today are figuring out how to be nicer to each other. Like, every day we're getting better at it.
Seems like it.
I really believe that, man. I really believe that. I really believe that people are getting better at being nice.
Just saying, hey, how are you?
Just being nice.
I wonder if some of this, like, you know, the division that's happening now between, you know, liberal and conservative and, like, left and right and stuff, where it's make people, like, sort of appreciate. Sometimes with me it helps, where it's like, all right, we're giving up a lot of freedoms, but we still got some. Like, walking in a fucking forest like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Nature. That's, like, great.
Yeah.
So with that, you get the thing, too. It's like, look, whatever, but let's be kind to each other.
Right.
Or no.
Well, I just think that people, I mean, I've been dwelling on this more than any other thought in the last few years, is that people are all redlined.
What does
that
mean?
They're all taxed out, like as far as the amount of stress they go through without physical exercise, the amount of angst and anxiety they go through. Without resolution.
Probably a lot.
Their life just seems to stay in the same state. There's so many people that find themselves in these traps. And I've been thinking about it more and more over the last few years.
And what happens to them?
It's just nothing comes good out of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So what does that have to do with niceness?
I think that just trying to look at what are the good interactions that you ever have with people? How much of them are initiated by you?
Right.
How much of them are initiated by a situation that maybe could have gone sideways if you were defensive?
If we were just not, if we were just like, hey, what? And like laugh instead of like, what?
Yeah. And we've all fucked up.
Dude, there's so much standoffishness here.
I know.
You look at people and they look down like almost like try to intimidate you. It's just like, for what?
I maybe
it's because I was gone, but it was like I just saw friendliness before. And then it's like, there's indifference here, but there's like this meanness that's there.
Well, there's some for sure, but there's also an overpopulation issue.
Yeah.
You know, they did some kind of crazy study on a Radiolab podcast. Again, Radiolab plug.
Radiolab, boom.
They talked about how there's this direct correlation between how fast people are walking, like how many steps they take like per minute on average versus the population in that city and how many syllables they say in a certain amount of time, how quickly they talk. Which is based
exactly.
Yeah.
Because you have no time to actually like formulate words because everyone's going to interrupt you because there's so many people, so you talk faster?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah,
like Dave Smith at
trying
Legion
to get
Skanks.
It in quicker.
Yeah.
You can't just lay back.
Right. So you have to like rush.
Yeah.
Like big families, you got to rush to get that chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Fascinating, right?
Yeah.
So they found that like small towns, slower walking, slower talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell by setting up cameras in two locations on a busy street how fast people walked.
Yeah.
You could tell the exact population of the city.
Wow, really?
Much. Yeah.
Wow. People walk fast in New York. They really do. It's like if you don't walk fast enough, you gotta get to the side.
Yeah. It's almost like athletics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They put a hustle to it.
I was walking with a girl and she was like, Where are you going? Fucking, why are you running?
People bump people too.
Yeah.
See a lot of bumping.
Had some lady call me a dick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried to get by her. She was putting on her coat. I waited for a minute, and then like, oh, fuck it. I'll just get by her.
Wow.
And then I walked by. She started walking. So like, you know, hit shoulder to shoulder. not hard or anything.
Damn.
And then I kept going. And then she was like, dick. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to get into it. So I kept walking. She was like, dick. I kept walking. And she was outside too.
Oh,
just
no.
Screaming, dick.
Oh, my
dick!
God. How many times?
Probably four times outside and then the two inside.
Have you done this on stage yet?
No.
Yeah. There's something there, dude.
There's it was like, Jesus, let it go. I brushed by you.
Can you imagine what a psychopath,
what a such
guy
to live
would
with
have
that, to do that?
If a guy was doing that to you, how scared you'd be?
You
would be like, oh my God, I bumped a crazy guy.
Yeah, I better get the fuck out of here.
Sorry, bro.
Oh, no part of me was like, at that point, turning around, like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Dude, so we were camping. This goes to that point. And, we're in this good ravine.
This lady's looking at us.
Oh.
We're walking here with, hold on, microphones while we hike. I got a backpack on with a weight plate on it that's colored like Captain America's shield. You have a shirt on. She definitely thinks we fucked. That lady looked at me like I...
These are the best fucking
it.
Woods.
I knew it.
I see him there.
I knew those guys were homos. The guy had a Captain America shield on his back and his Fred had no shirt on.
The other guy has his cum rag in his back pocket.
Let's kill this.
What? Oh, okay.
This podcast, I mean.
Oh, okay. Oh, because
let's wrap it up.
Okay.
So I gotta get a move on.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Nice
My
seeing
pleasure,
you.
Brother. This was fun.
Yeah.
So this was we'll just call it. Hey, why don't we do this as a swap cast?
No, just put
Wanna
it
do
out.
That? You put it out and I'll put it out. We'll call
Same
it the
time.
Yeah, okay. We'll do
on that day.
The kids, they call them swap casts.
Do your own intros?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do an intro.
Oh, you're not?
Eh.
Just put it out.
Yeah, just put it out.
Okay.
You can do an intro though. I like your intros.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of my favorite parts of your podcast.
Thanks.
Your intros are badass. You put a lot of thought into them.
Yeah, I do them over and over again sometimes.
Yeah, it makes the podcast a little more. Because it's a little something more, you know?
Yeah.
You got a really good work ethic, dude. You know? You're a guy who can fuck off for a few months and disappear and vanish and shit, but...
Rejuvenated, though.
But when you're doing stuff, you have a really good work ethic.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring.
Thanks, Manny. Yeah, thanks. That's nice of you.
Well, I think, you know... one of the things that I've learned...
I like working. I like doing this stuff.
Me too. One of the things that I've learned, like, in the course of my life, that the more people that I'm around that are doing things that are inspiring to me, the more I feel good. Like, I feel good being around people that are kicking ass.
Right.
Like, it feels good, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Oh, right. To
good.
Be around people who are, like, high level.
Dude, and also to be around people that are your friends that are
and right
ass,
parties on
whether it's Diaz, hey,
this guy's
or
on
you,
a show, this guy's making money, this guy's got an audience, this guy's doing
it.
This.
Everybody's killing it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a pretty good time. They bitch, man, about the vloggers, but that's just a small negative with a giant positive.
Yeah, there was, you know what? People are always going to have opinions on things, but the giant positive is there's a lot of people that get to enjoy your content. And I think over a while, it evens out. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of people that are just looking for things to criticize and looking to be outraged and looking to try to figure out what's the next angle for their outrage. And really, a lot of it is really just a kind of creative exercise looking for easy targets or good targets.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to me. I totally understand it.
Convincing yourself and still trolling.
Yeah, but I think that we're entering into a very interesting time as far as, like, your ability to distribute stuff.
Yeah.
Especially, like,
just put it right out.
Cool stuff that people enjoy, like podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a bunch of people we don't even know just went on a hike with us.
What do you mean? Oh, right.
Yeah.
This, yeah.
I mean,
like, what are you talking about?
We never met these folks.
No.
And they just went on a legit hike with us.
Yeah.
For a few miles.
Yeah, don't forget, if you heard him get winded, it's obviously because he's carrying 45 pounds
but
on him.
It is not,
and
it's not that
pack.
Heavy. A lot of guys use 90. There's a lot of guys, they do these things, they put 90 on them,
so
walk,
walk
like
with
6-7 miles. They're savages.
Oh, right.
That's the thing about bow hunters in particular.
Yeah.
Like, people have no idea. That's an athletic endeavor, 100%. You have to, you're trying to keep your heart rate low, you're going up hills to get close to these animals, and if you're out of breath, you're going to make a shitty shot, you have to be able to keep it together under pressure. Like, that's an athletic event.
How realistic is Daryl from Walking Dead?
Not very. He gets no pass-throughs. Everything
What's
sticks in the head.
Oh, yeah.
A pass-through is if it goes
right
in your head so easy. Why doesn't it go out your head so easy?
I know. Especially those skulls or those things where you can punch right through them sometimes.
He doesn't get any pass-throughs.
Oh.
Like, I would think a crossbow, those mushy-ass zombie heads, you get clean pass-throughs.
Yeah.
It would just blow right through the head.
Yeah, right? Does he
I don't
get
know.
Three at once?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. Well,
fun times, Ari Shaffir. I'm bummed out that you're headed to New York again.
I know. When are you coming next?
I don't know, man. We'll work it out. There's a UFC down there in November.
Really?
I'll be there for that. Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll go to that.
Do it.
I'm inviting myself, I guess.
You're going. Yeah, you're going. Yeah, for sure.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I'll miss you, man. It was nice seeing you a few times.
When are you going? Are you doing anything on the road? We'll talk about this. Let's talk like as real friends. Let's shut this off.
Okay.
Shut this off.
Bye.